Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we shall proceed a little further now along the lines that we have been bringing before you, namely the ABC of the Word of God and also the ABC of the Gospel. Now, it is certainly necessary to face facts in the light of God's precious and holy Word if you expect to get places with Him. And once again, we remind you that first things must come first. Now, I'm going to read to you once again Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6. We read this to you on two previous occasions, but we're not able to enlarge upon it, nor will we be able to today. Isaiah 64 and 6 says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Now, I want to specially stress the first part of this verse, which says, "But we are all as an unclean thing." And we pointed out that according to the Word of God, we are defiled. You know, sin is most defiling. In the Old Testament, God had a law, and of course, He had not only law, but order as well. If a person was afflicted with leprosy, they were put outside the camp, and they were recognizable to anybody, and of course, should anyone come in their direction, they were to cry out, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." And so, being that they were defiled, they were put in the place of distance from the God of heaven. Now, it is true, we have been reminding you, and God has been telling us in Isaiah 64 and verse 6, that we are all as an unclean thing. Sin is defiling, and sin cannot permit us to enter into the presence of God. And so far as we're concerned, we would be doomed and doomed eternally. But we're glad to tell you that God has devised a means whereby His banish be not expelled from Him. In other words, God is now able to reconcile sinners to Himself in a righteous way, putting away guilt and sin forever and ever. Now, let me remind you further of the seriousness, the awfulness of sin. You see, in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve had rebelled against the God of heaven, one sin drove them from His presence. And I like to remind my hearers again and again that heaven is certainly a far more holier place than was the Garden of Eden. Now, if one sin put our parents, our first parents, out of the Garden of Eden, however could a sinner go into the presence of God or enter heaven with his sin upon him? Well, let me remind you of a verse that forbids it, and far be it from your thoughts of ever entertaining anything like that. Your sin will separate you from God forever and forever. Now, will you listen to this, please? It says in the 21st of Revelation and verse 27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." And we're glad to tell you that indeed there will be an innumerable company of the redeemed of the Lord in heaven, but all who are there will have had their sins put away. In other words, the defilement will have been eternally removed. And there's but one thing that can remove sin from you, from anyone. And you are to turn to the first epistle of John, chapter 1. We read there, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." And so God has opened up a fountain of cleansing in the house of David. And there's cleansing for all who come to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to say a great deal about that in our next two messages to you in the will of the Lord. But today, if you have been made conscious of the fact that you have sinned, as the Word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and whether you have sinned once or 1 million times, those sins, or that sin, if unforgiven, would shut the heavens door to you, and you would be shut eternally out. And let me tell you though today, thank God, you are invited to come to Himself for cleansing. You are invited to come to Himself for salvation. And the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin does more than that. You turn to the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians chapter 2, and we read that ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And if you take refuge under that precious blood, you'd be brought nigh to Him today. More about it in the will of the Lord in our next broadcast.